Greg Hershelt, he is here. I'm Manda Factor. Kate Chambers is at the editor's desk.
You kind of scratched your face up a little bit
when
he said
naked.
That. Hey, let's change the topic. What a relief. And this is an exciting one. A Bainbridge Island school teacher is back on land after he rowed, that's R-O-W-E-D, across the Pacific to Hawaii.
What would compel someone to do that? Rory Wilson is on our Como News line. Good morning. Good morning, Rory.
Good morning. How are you?
Excellent. Congratulations. You made it. What made you set out on this adventure in the first place?
Well, actually, it's a good question. I was looking at really kind of exploring some limits. I've always loved the ocean, and I've always enjoyed rowing, and I kind of taken it from there. I thought I'd see just how small I could build a boat and put together something that would be sustainable over a long passage, and just kind of kept taking it from there.
Were there any days out there in the middle of the Pacific when you said to yourself, what in the world am I doing?
Well, when I didn't find the trade winds near as early as I thought, I thought I didn't really expect to have to row all the way out to Hawaii. I thought, well, I'll row for about a week and a half, 2 weeks, catch the trade winds, put up some big kites, and I'll be off from there. But once I tuned into the fact that I was doing 50, 60 miles a day rowing, I thought, that's fine. I'll do it. I can do it all the way. So after that, I was fine.
350 miles. So how many days did it take you?
Well, 44 days total.
On a 21-foot boat alone. What did you learn about yourself in that time?
It was interesting. It was pretty intense. I took basically one day at a time, and it was the way to be able to handle all of it. I just looked at, you know, I'd send my position out first thing in the morning at 6:30. Sometimes after a really intense rowing set from 2-3 o'clock in the morning, and I'd start each day and I'd say, okay, that's 0 miles. I'm going to start fresh. I'm just going to go for it. And I'd take it one day at a time. I also had the student kites. The students had signed and drawn pictures all over the kites, and even when I couldn't use the kites, I kept those in the cockpit with me, and that was fun.
Well, congratulations. You're an inspiration to the rest of us who find that much easier tasks are daunting. Rory Wilson's a Bainbridge Island school teacher, and yeah, he's just rowed across the Pacific to Hawaii.
Can't even imagine.
That's an amazing feat.
Congrats. It's 7:50. Time to get to our Money Minute.